1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. A 12-step program for active investors. Step 9, history. My name is Paul, and I'm an active investor. I suppose every investor has to go through this process. One late night, I was reading a book about investing. The quiet was deep. Then I realized, as I closed my eyes, that I could find hope in my history. And now I've traveled too far to change my mind. I've unraveled the mystery. At first, I didn't know quite what it was until I did my time. Only a good understanding of the long-term historical risk and return of various indexes will enable investors to know how to allocate their investments in accordance with their personal risk capacity. Over the 78-year period the data is available, small value has outperformed the S&P 500 and large-cap growth funds. It's interesting to note that over the 48-year period, emerging market public equities outperformed venture capital and at a lower risk level. Gold and silver are also interesting, reinforcing the idea that they have lots of risk and returns pretty close to T-bills and bonds. In addition to the long-term risk and returns of indexes, the third input used to create optimal portfolios is cross-correlation. Cross-correlation refers to the extent to which performances of different asset classes move in relation to each other. The lower the correlation among different indexes in a portfolio, the greater the diversification, which means lower volatility of returns. If you're confused about the expected returns on your investments, if you don't know your history, we're here to rescue you. We're here to bring you home. Is there somewhere you can?